next guests proud of what they are doing and about to do. Big jobs they have. Sunset Retirement Communities and Services. Sunset has announced a couple of pretty cool appointments, executive directors and more. Let's discuss Emily Foster, executive director of Brook Crest. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Ben Lovell.
Good morning.
New executive director as well, Waterford Place Community. Bottom line, you're all doing good things for Sunset. So let me have you kind of begin, if you would, and I'll start with you, Ben, with a 101 of Sunset Retirement Communities.
Well, let's see. Sunset Retirement Communities, we're four different campuses. We have Brook Crest, which is mostly skilled nursing, long-term care. Then we have Sunset Villages and Manor, which is independent living and some assisted living, and then Waterford Place, that is independent living, assisted living, and then also rehab. And then we also have Rose Garden, which is a all assisted living facility. Then we also do home services.
Great. How'd your mentor do on that, Emily?
Pretty good. I thought I was going to step in there a second. He got them all.
That's good that you are a team. Let me go to you, Emily. Remind me a bit of your background, if you would.
Sure. I have a bachelor's degree from Grand Valley in therapeutic recreation. So I've actually worked for Sunset for quite a while. I've been there almost 10 years now. Majority of my time, I was a recreation therapist. And last time I think I was here, I was an assistant administrator. And now here I am. Executive Director of Brook Crest.
Spend more on your title, please.
I'm the Executive Director at Waterford Place, so I oversee the campus. So, like I said, we have independent living, assisted living, and rehab. So it's almost like three different businesses all under one really big roof.
Awesome. And the relationship between you and Emily?
It's kind of weird because Emily had been at Brook Crest a lot longer than I had. I had moved and relocated from Cadillac, and I was the administrator at Brook Crest, the executive director, and just I think Emily had came back from maternity leave, and she's like, you know, I already have my administrator's license. I want to do something more. She's like, I think I want to be an administrator too. I'm like, well, let's look at this a little more. Let's open this up a little bit more. So we started looking at it, and we got her enrolled through a great program through Leading Age, Leading Age of Michigan, and then we also did an in-house administrator and training program with her.
Before we go a little bit more into the details of your communities, Emily, what does this new position bring to you?
As the executive director of Brook Crest, I'm back in my home with all the residents and staff that I've known for years and love. And it's just a different point now of management and support to the teams and making sure that I'm impacting all those residents and their quality of life and supporting the people that do it every day.
And with your announcement as your appointment as executive director of Waterford Place?
Yes, I'm really excited to be there. Learning the assisted living and independent living side of things has been different for me, but it's been kind of natural. Before, healthcare is actually in hospitality. I manage fine dining restaurants, so a lot of that stuff really goes hand in hand. So it's really been a great experience thus far.
So there'll be a fine dining experience available for your guests.
We have a great executive chef there, so he does a wonderful job.
That's great. Before we get into an event this Wednesday, let's brag a little bit on Sunset Retirement Community and Services. Speaking of restaurant rating, I mean, these communities receive 5-star ratings. Talk about that.
Yeah, Waterford Rehab Center is a 5-star rated facility, and that rating actually comes directly from Medicare and Medicaid services. So it's totally independent of what we do. And the 5-star rating, it's based off three different things. We're surveyed at least annually, which is a pretty intense process. And then it's also based on our staffing numbers, which has a lot of an RN focus to it. So how many clinical hours you're providing of care per resident per day, and then also quality measures. So they look at our quality measures and how we're doing on treating our residents, what different kind of medications they are on, and things like that.
Emily, does this affect Brook Crest at all?
Yes, we do also have that same star rating. We're a 4-star currently. We go through that same annual survey process. We've got a great big interdisciplinary team that works hard each week at maintaining that and focusing on what the needs of the residents are.
Great. Great. What will be, Emily, a couple of your goals as you now serve as executive director? And by the way, little birdie tells me that you're both known as rising stars. So it's nice to have, leadership that's ready to go, right?
Sure. Right now we're focusing on long-term care and hospice care and respite care. So there's been a little bit of adjustments to our teams for that, and we're just getting to be the best that we can at that and working through some of those concerns and issues that arise when you're trying something new, and we're just going to give the best care that we possibly can to our residents.
Will you get to know your residents by name?
Absolutely. Everybody that's working, you know absolutely the people that are on your assignment and your hall that you work on, but it's a close community. So even if you're sitting in the lobby or you're walking in, you know, most of the time you get greeted by your residents, and you can greet them back as well.
Great. And Ben, I guess same question to you. Any key objectives you'd like to accomplish, and will you know your clients by name?
Yes, that's always one of my goals, is to know all of our clients by name, and I'm learning them all. I'll be honest, I don't know them all yet, but I'm learning them all. At Brookcrest, I think I did know everybody's name when I was there. We're really just focusing on the rehab center right now. We have some of the best metrics in the greater Grand Rapids area for length of stay and things like that with the rehab center. So just working on keeping that full. It's a younger facility. I mean, we've only been around not even 2 years yet. So just keeping that good reputation going. And we see a lot of complex clinical cases. So just working with that nursing team and managing that with our physician group too.
Where exactly are you located?
We are located in Jenison, right off from Port Sheldon.
Right, both campuses?
No, we are located in Granville, off of Wilson, 3400 Wilson Avenue.
Right. All right, what is happening on Wednesday, July 19th, from 5 to 8?
We have the Rangers coming in, and we're doing a cookout and concert. The Rangers are a gospel and bluegrass band. They've been together for, I want to say, about 39 years now. So there's a lot of experience coming there. We're going to have a tent set up outside and really good food. Our chef's doing brisket burgers and just all kinds of really nice cookout food. And then we'll have the concert starting out later in the evening. It's just going to be a really good time. The concert's totally free. The barbecue, I think, is like $7.50. It's very, very affordable. We have over 200 people signed up for it now. We're expecting to get 300 plus people for it. So should just be a great time.
Yes. And I see, Emily, it says, don't forget to bring your lawn chair.
Yeah, your lawn chair or your wheelchair. We've got people coming with both, your walker, whatever it takes. We'll get you a seat to the show.
Again, back to your therapeutic recreation days. I know getting your clients out into the community, I imagine, a big-time goal.
Yeah, we've got a bus coming to pick up some of the residents at Brookcrest to bring them over to Waterford that night, so they'll have a good time as well.
Waterford Place and Rehab Tours, how will that work?
When you arrive prior to the meal, we'll have a sign-up desk. So if people would like to take a tour of the independent living side, we'll have a couple of different tour guides there that'll be able to show them through the facility and some of the different great amenities that we have to offer. And then also we'll have people that'll give tours of the rehab center and do the same, just show them some of the great amenities and kind of walk them through what a rehab stay would look like.
Keeping, with this opportunity, keeping life as functional as possible. If we all can't get out, bringing the Rangers to your own backyard.
For sure. You know, that's a lot. That's really great for some of our assisted living residents and even some of our independent living residents to have, you know, a full-scale concert and cookout come literally right to their backyard is really cool.
And lastly, Emily, again, dispel the myth that our next chapter in life might involve a community. That's not always a bad thing.
No, you know, a lot of people choose to come to our community and they look forward to it. And when they're ready for that move, they anticipate a whole nother lifestyle. And, you know, there's great friends, great opportunity, and there's tons to do if that's what you want to do. And if you don't, that's okay too.
Great. Ben?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's pretty much everything that you make of it. You know, even on our independent living side, we have residents that still work out in the community. But just this community living is so cool because you make so many friends and you're able to do so much together. And like Emily said, you can do as much or as little as you please. There's definitely always something going on.
Ben, on behalf of Waterford Place, Would you share your contact information?
My name is Ben Lovell, obviously, and I'm at Waterford Place. And my email address is BLEAV as in Victor, ELL, at sunsetmanor.org.
Great. Same with you, Emily Foster.
You can reach us at Brookcrest, 3400 Wilson Avenue, 616-534-5487.
And details one more time for this Wednesday?
This Wednesday, we have the Rangers coming out, and the concert will start at 7, but we have a barbecue prior to. So doors will open about 5 o'clock for that, for tours and the barbecue, and it just should be a great time.
Sunset Retirement Communities and Services in good leadership hands. Thanks to you, Ben and Emily. Take care. Have fun Wednesday.
Thank you.